This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. You probably read about that riot that broke out at a Foxconn factory in China last week. Big news partly because Foxconn makes the iPad. But what much of the coverage missed was where that riot happened. It was in a city called Taiwan in northern China, far away from China's coast, where most of our Chinese imports used to be made. For the last two decades, hundreds of millions of farmers migrated to the coast to work at these big factories. But now they're moving back home, and companies like Foxconn are following them. Today, Marketplace's Rob Schmitz begins a series about the end of China's Great Migration. Today, he looks at the city of Dongguan, at one point one of the most popular destinations for Chinese migrant workers.
China's Great Migration started here. Farmers boarding crowded trains in Sichuan, Henan, Hubei, poor provinces in China's interior. A day or two later, they arrived here along the Pearl River Delta just north of Hong Kong and became factory workers. Nearly a quarter of a billion people made this journey over and over for the past two decades, the largest human migration the planet has known, fueled by our desire to buy things and by the Chinese hunger to make a better life for their families.
It was almost scary to walk into a factory because, seriously, you would have hundreds of people lined up, like in a big circle around the front of the gate, pushing to get forward to read the sign about what worker they were wanted to hire that day.
Ben Schwal's eyes light up when he remembers what the factory town of Dongguan was like in the 1990s.
And you had to kind of push your way through to get in, and the guard would be yelling and barking at people, and it was, you see the movies where the people trying to, you know, leave the city before the invading army comes. It was like that, but they weren't trying to leave. They were trying to get in.
Schwal's president of System Technology Group. For 15 years, he's helped foreign companies make their products in Dongguan. He remembers a time when he'd bring businessmen in for a factory visit, and each of them was assigned a personal tea pourer. Whenever they'd take a sip, the cup was refilled. These days, a teacup in Dongguan no longer runneth over.
Now, visually you can see it because you don't have people standing outside the gates, but just drive down the street and every doorway you pass will have a big red sign. Always the signs for seeking workers will be red color. You just look and you see how much red is on the street and you have a good gauge of the situation.
The street outside Paul Miao's factory is nothing but red, a desperate search for workers. Inside, those he can keep on the assembly line cut and stitch leather. Miao's company makes handbags for Coach, Armani, Fossil, and other luxury brands. He says his clients have downsized their orders because his company can no longer meet the demand.
We have a total of 6-7 production lines here. Each one, ideally, we should have at least 300 people. But we have a few production lines that we have only 150-some. 200-some.
He's operating with a 20% worker shortage, and by the looks of his recruitment efforts, he says it's going to get worse.
We can have 5-10 people come, and then half of them will not, want to work here. They can come and they take a look at the factory, and they wouldn't stay.
Miao says if they don't like what they see, they can just move to the next factory with a red banner in front of it. So, Miao's factory has been late on orders this year for major brands, forcing him to airmail some of them at the last minute. When that happens, he makes no profit. Overall revenue this year is down 20%. Want to know how this labor shortage is impacting you? Take a look inside that wallet you bought.
When times were good, the brand would put leather for the, credit card slots, the inside, right? But nowadays, they use vinyls. You pay the same money, but you're getting a lesser product.
At another Dongguan factory, a skeleton shift of workers fastened soles to leather shoes. 10 years ago, more shoes were manufactured in Dongguan than anywhere on Earth. Not anymore. The labor-intensive process of shoemaking has moved to places like Vietnam and Indonesia. That's where Iris Cho, CEO of Emperor Footwear, has moved her shoe factories. Like many factory owners in Dongguan, she turned her Chinese factory into an R&D center after she lost a third of her workforce earlier this year.
It's very frustrating to continue the production in here because the mentality of Chinese, they tend to want to open up their own business. in the future, or even in Dongguan, like 80% of the workers here, they don't live here. Their hometown is somewhere else. So they prefer to go back.
That's the goal of factory worker Xu Dohua, who's made handbags at Paul Miao's factory for 15 years. She plans to move back to her hometown in Sichuan province next year.
Everybody's hometown has developed now. Mine too. Now there are a lot of factories near my hometown making products like alcohol and even handbags.
For her boss, Paul Miao, that's another worker gone. He may be packing up soon, too. His company has started a factory in an undeveloped part of the Philippines. Very rural, he tells me. He says it reminds him of Dongguan when he first arrived here 20 years ago, before the factories, before trainloads of workers arrived, before China became the economic powerhouse it is today. In Dongguan, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.